Welcome to this meditation. This is designed to assist you in opening your claircognizance ability. This is the fourth meditation in a series of meditations in the collection Tuning into Your Clair Abilities. In this meditation, you will need a pen and a piece of paper. This meditation is not about doing. It's about being. Begin to allow yourself to drop into being. As we quiet our minds, we go to a place beyond thinking, where you are connecting with something bigger than your logical mind can even perceive. Here, you will begin to find presence and become aware of awareness. There are many dimensions of our being. We are now becoming aligned with that dimension in us where there is no time. We are becoming aware of the space within where there is stillness and where it is safe to release all thought. You will be able to come back to all thought after this meditation and when you are ready. In a comfortable seated position with your bare feet on the ground, feel yourself breathing. Give attention to your breath. Don't try to breathe. Don't think about breathing. Just let your breath be. Feel the gentle and gradual rise and fall of your chest. Breathe in through your nose and exhale through the mouth. Your posture embodies dignity, so be aware of how you are sitting. Meet this moment with grace in an upright and attentive posture. When you are ready, become aware of and notice your entire body. Are there areas of stiffness or pain? Release them now. Travel to each area of your body, starting at your feet. Relax this area. Now focus on your legs and relax. Move to your midsection. Release tension from this space. Now, give attention to your arms, shoulders, your hands, your head, and your neck. If there is tension anywhere, recognize it and find ease and comfort in that area. See a vibrant, energetic gold rose out in front of you. Let any tension, pain, or stress go to the gold rose. Pluck the gold rose up and out of your space and let it return to where it needs to. You might also see some of these spots of tension and stress float out of your body and down your grounding cord. Honor any thoughts that come. They are part of you. Thinking is natural to the human mind. Your thoughts are part of this meditation process. When they arise, simply say hello and goodbye to them for the time being. Should they arise again, say hello and goodbye to them. Make an agreement with your logical mind that you will come back to all the thoughts it wants to think when you are done with this meditation. Let the ebb and flow of thought come and go. Now, put your attention to the crown or top of your head. Your seventh chakra is located here. This is the center of your claircognizance ability. Here, you begin to strengthen, unravel, and become in tune with your clear knowing. This chakra is directly connected to your own higher knowing and spirituality. It is here where you will know without using your logical left brain or intellectual mind. This chakra is violet in color and spins like a disc in a clockwise direction. See this vibrant violet chakra spinning with vivacious life force. It is alive and well. As you begin to work with this chakra more and more, in time, you will begin to feel it. You might feel it now. What are the sensations in this area now? Focus here and begin to tune into this chakra. Let your attention be present in this space for a few moments. Our senses are the way we know the physical world we live in. Our heightened senses, however, or our clair abilities, are how we tune into our higher selves, to our guides, and to spirit. To become in tune to these heightened senses, you only need to be open and aware of them. claircognizance information and messages may come to you in many ways. They can present in inspired ideas, dreams, through automatic writing, or playing a musical instrument. Often, messages present while in meditation or while giving or receiving intuitive psychic readings. The way they present comes in two ways. Messages from your claircognizance ability may present like a gut feeling. You sense that you just know something, yet you don't know how. In these moments, when a gut feeling has presented, you are consciously aware of messages. Messages may also be received unconsciously. Speakers, authors, and artists naturally use their gifts of claircognizance while in the depths of creating. You may find that you consciously or unconsciously tap into the divine mind for creativity and inspiration. Both are fine. You know you are experiencing claircognizant insight because the information will feel like an idea has come from a higher consciousness. You might also then notice a feeling of being compelled to put that inspiration into fruition by taking action. Take a moment now to consider your past few days, where messages of knowing from your claircognizance may have tried to present to you. Let that memory come in. Don't look for it. Don't search for it. Let it find you. Did you have a feeling someone you had not seen for some time would call and did? Did you find yourself saying, "I knew it," surrounding an event? Was there an inner knowing about a decision that you made? Did the perfect words or artistic creation come to you at just the right moment with a feeling of exuberance or excitement? Perhaps, out of what seemed like nowhere, you received an inspired idea that resolved a particular issue of importance. Be present with these pockets of inspiration for a few moments as they reveal themselves to you fully. Claircognizance is different than a thought. As your ability grows, you will be able to tell the difference between a thought and claircognizant knowing. Here is how. As your logical left brain is in motion and thinks, your conscious mind is doing the work. This is conscious thought, and you are one with it. You might even find yourself overtaken by it. An example may be when you are organizing an event that you plan to attend and all the details surrounding it. When you are receiving clear knowing information from your seventh chakra, however, your all-knowing consciousness is at work. In this space, you are an active observer of what is presenting, in much the same way you observed the floating in and out of information at the beginning of this meditation. As an observer of the information, you are not creating it, as you do in your thinking, logical mind space. To enhance your claircognizance, focus on seeing yourself separate from anything that comes in. Resist the temptation to interpret. Just look from the outside in. Be the observer. Messages of claircognizant inspiration come from nowhere, and most often have little to do with what you are thinking about in the given moment. Claircognizance information and insights are of a high vibrational frequency and will transcend ego. If you notice low vibration thoughts of fear, worry, doubt, or self-sabotage as you tune in to this ability, you are not connected with your clear knowing gift. It may take time to understand claircognizant messages. This is okay. Let the knowing come when it is ready to. Now, take a moment to formulate a question you desire to ask the universe. Say the question out loud. As the observer, write down what comes as your answer. It may seem like nonsense. This is okay. It may come in a picture you are pulled to draw. Let the information come and write it down. You might imagine a color and let the information float in with the color. It is here where your conscious mind may try to creep in. say hello and goodbye to it. Remember, you are an observer now to all the information presenting. Repeat this 3 times on 3 separate sheets of paper. As you begin to become more aware of and in tune to your claircognizant ability, it awakens. Trust, intend, and expect this ability is strengthening. Once you set this intention, the universe has heard you. You only need let this ability now flourish. Even after this meditation is over, it is still blossoming. Now, let's take a moment to say a prayer out loud to encourage this ability to open. I am a spiritual being. I am able to access all knowing beyond any boundaries of time. I am one with all that ever was, all that is, or all that ever will be. I have access to my heightened senses at all times. My claircognizance is opening fully. I am receiving the messages of knowing that I am meant to today. Be with this prayer of certainty for a few moments. Now, begin becoming aware of your breath again. Breathe in and breathe out. Bring your attention to your body and gently begin wiggling your toes and your hands. Breathe in and breathe out. Notice the sounds around you. Breathe in and breathe out. When you are ready, open your eyes and write down all that you experienced in this meditation, including any memories, colors, images, sounds, emotions, or any other bits of inspiration that floated in or out. Take a few moments to reflect on each of your automatic writing sessions. You may feel what presented makes little sense, or appears as disconnected, or even gibberish. This is okay. Look deeply for any small semblance of inspiration. It too is here. It may take a second reflection at another time when this meditation is over for the full meaning to present. This ability is much like a muscle. Your daily meditation and awareness of it will allow it to blossom.